so I'm going to start. Basically, I have a couple notes here. I only have 30 minutes. I'll go into that, please. Just have some notes here. Basically, what I want to do is lay these out, and then hopefully we can have a discussion. We got 30 minutes. If people want to continue this discussion, maybe we can go outside. I'm Crudo. I'm with Modesto Anarcho Crew from Modesto, California. It's in the Central Valley. It's located between Sacramento and Fresno. So some of my comrades bravely dumped a bucket of water on the RCP table today, so we should give them a big round of applause. So I'm going to be talking today briefly on titled Make the Total Destroy on Middle Class Anarchism. Basically, I'm going to be talking about how I view the influence of middle class thought or middle class ideology on anarchism and anarchist projects. And just I want to encourage discussion on maybe how we can move away from this, especially in this time of economic crisis and people actually thinking about the capitalist system and their role within it, maybe attacking it and getting rid of it. So, you know, I'm not a fan of character assassination, and I really like all the people at Slingshot and the Long Haul. They just sent us $100, and they're really nice people, but this is the latest issue right here. We got this in the mail. And I was excited about this issue because I knew that there was gonna be stuff about the Oscar Grant case in here. But there are a couple articles right here. And if you open up the middle page, which is usually always in color, the leading article is about how sunflower plants take toxins out of the soil. And the front cover is a green sea monster eating an oil rig. So I kind of wanted to use this as kind of like an introduction to what I'm going to be talking about. And again, you know, this could have been like the Oscar Grant stuff could have happened like while they were putting this together, and maybe they didn't get around to putting it in the middle. You know, for the sake of my argument and being a total dick, I'll just assume that they did. And you know, they chose instead to talk about sunflowers taking toxins out of the soil as opposed to a black person getting shot while they were handcuffed. And I mean, this is a major publication that people read. It's read all across the country. People pick this up. You can get this for free in the Bay Area. And you know, people are riding in Oakland, and there's a picture of a sea monster on the front cover. You know, it kind of boggles my mind. It's like, how do we expect to talk to people? And that's, you know, I'm just gonna interfere with that. So yeah, how do we expect to talk to people outside of a subculture? You know, how do we interact with people that are not, you know, like us? You know, looking around this room, you know, there's a lot of similarities with people. You know, how do we expect to talk to people that are affected by the day-to-day realities of capitalism, class society, you know, everything going on? You know, where I live, you know, people talk every day about getting laid off, talk about getting foreclosed on, they talk about the recession, how bad it is. I mean, you know, it's reality. And if we want to talk to those people, if we want to actually talk to people that are thinking about getting fucked over and actually hitting back against the system, I think we seriously need to think about, you know, the stuff that goes on in our movement and how we relate that to the outside. So, and I think the other point I want to make is, how do we start to move forward and think strategically as anarchists or, you know, radicals or revolutionaries or whatever? How do we think strategically as opposed to resigning ourselves to just this constant stream of lifestyleism, this kind of comfortable community that we've created for ourselves? And in many cities, there is a large community that can be insular. So I'm going to read a quote from a zine I put out called Vengeance by myself that I think kind of goes into some of these things we're going to talk about. This is from my comrade Liam from North Carolina, the dirty. He wrote in the Earth First Journal in his piece, Earth First Means Social War. It says, quote, "Presently we're working towards only a radicalized version," the we he's talking about is, you know, the anarchist movement. "Currently we are working towards only a radicalized version of the solutions presented in an inconvenient truth. Gore says, you, the individual, can make more compact, or you can use more compact fluorescent light bulbs, reduce carbon dioxide emissions and recycle, We say, you know, we the anarchists now, you the individual can ride a bicycle, you can eat trash, you can give up things and even punish those that refuse to do so. Although we have added a more militant moral character to our argument, the story remains the same. Individuals making moral choices will transform society. What's hidden within the narrative is an assumption that history and social change can be made by individuals. So, yeah, I think this quote really illustrates the influence of middle-class lines of thought within the current movement. So, you know, first, as my friend Liam wrote, you know, there seems to be, you know, within contemporary anarchism largely, a lack and a belief that to be exploited and be excluded, you know, those that are exploited by capital and excluded from this system, acting collectively against their material conditions, you know, basically using attack as a form of social change, you know, actually attacking and pushing back against what class society is imposing upon us, is going to change things. I mean, anarchism, a lot of anarchists largely reject that. And instead of that, an importance is placed on the role of the individual, like, you know, the quote stated, how much they can change by essentially dropping out of society, how much they can change by not buying things, by stealing everything, or by dumpster diving, or by, you know, not doing anything. You know, we place a lot of importance on what we're not doing that's going to change society, as opposed to what we are doing against class society. Another thing I want to bring up is this kind of notion of bringing fire to the savages. That we have anarchists have discovered that there's this thing out there called mutual aid, or there's this crazy notion of you know, all these different ideas we have. You know, we're going to bring this fire to the savages. We're going to make everybody understand, you know, what all this stuff is. And that society will be changed by people engaging in projects that basically do nothing that actually challenges capitalism. And we can go into that later. Yeah, I want to read a quote on that note from my friends in A Murder of Crows in an interview that we conducted with them in the fourth issue of the magazine that my crew puts out, Modesto Anarcho, which you can get for free outside. What? Anyway. So, this is again on this notion of building alternatives. One of the editors from Murder of Crows writes, quote, building alternatives in the anarchist milieu consists of such things as bike collectives, workers' co-ops, indie media, community gardening projects, and really, really free markets. Most of these are extensions of anarcho-activism, a place to volunteer and, quote, help the community. Some actually think that these are the infrastructure of a new world that will eventually take the place of capitalism. Hilarious. Many think that a revolution is possible without a decisive and destructive attack on the social order. They think that somehow the state will wither away and that their co-ops, bike shops, vegan cafes are going to provide the infrastructure for a new world. It's not going to happen. Sorry. We aren't fetishizing insurrection. We only recognize it as a necessity towards self-liberation. So, having read that quote, I think these influences, as I see them, as largely middle-class lines of thought on our projects, they really manifest themselves in a lot of programs we do, like Free Non-Bombs, Critical Mass, and really free markets. And I know that these are touchy issues, and that a lot of people disagree with me on, you know, their own personal experiences with these projects. And I agree that a lot of people's personal experiences would be different than mine. I did these projects for about 4 or 5 years straight, pretty religiously, so I've developed kind of a pretty vengeful critique of them myself, and I realize that some people's experiences will be different, and they'll disagree with me on that, and I don't disagree with them. I think there are a lot of shades of gray. But I'm just gonna leave what I said at that because I want to get into feedback. Oh God, I've only got 5 minutes. Jesus. All right. So I'm gonna throw some questions, and then there's a big group here, so maybe we can all go outside on the grass and have a more informed discussion amongst ourselves. So I just want to propose these questions to us as a movement. So if we want to see anarchism expand beyond just middle-class white kids, what people always say, you know, we want anarchism to be more than just middle-class white people. But, you know, when black people get shot, we put pictures of monsters on our magazines. I don't get that. Okay, so how can we construct projects that do not involve some sort of cultural filter, meaning that they, as I put in that vengeance, be mean the meetup for the cool kid club or for anarchism be you're into bikes and you're vegan and listen to a certain kind of music and you dress like, you know, you're industrials from the 19th century or whatever. So, yeah. So how do we construct projects? How do we meet with other people that, you know, that are affected by the day-to-day realities of capitalism that will actually want to actually destroy the system and create a class stable society? But, you know, not involve these cultural filters that only basically end up having middle-class white kids be involved. So, and again, how do we construct projects that seek to build relationships with others that make revolt against capitalism possible? If they're not projects like Free Not Bombs and stuff, you know, if my critique is right, or even partially right, you know, what are these projects going to look like? How are we going to engage with people in this current crisis? You know, people are talking about capitalism being totally fucked. You know, people are losing more now than they have before. They are ready to try something more radical because they've lost a lot and they're ready to fucking move and they're ready to do something different. So what are our projects going to look like? You know, what's our propaganda going to look like? How are we going to articulate ourselves to people going to look like in this context? So some possible ideas, and I'll hit it at that. And then if people want to go outside, that'd be great. So I think anarchists should base their practical activity for their projects within the tensions that exist within their localized community, you know, and globally and nationally and all that stuff. Instead of, you know, these kind of like anarcho franchises that exist that so many people are engaged in. Again, instead of falling back on these regular franchises, as I said, I think we should begin to think strategically about what we do and how our projects and actions can build a sense of power and foster revolt against class society in our communities as exist. And again, as I said, you know, with the current depression, you know, I think this is critical. I think we really need to start a dialogue on, you know, what we're going to do and how we're going to approach that. I think there's been a great starts and, you know, a lot of good stuff going on. And obviously with Greece, you know, everybody's excited. And there's a lot of good stuff going on. But, you know, we just need to keep this momentum going. We need to reach out to more people. Because, you know, I think now is a very strategic time, a very important time. So I'm going to hit it at that. People want to go outside, I think that'd be great. Obviously, it's almost over, so I can't really have a question to answer, but I don't know. People want to go outside?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we go out on the grass? We'll go to the right of the entrance where there's... Yeah, I'll just stand there and we'll sit down. Let's go.